Gospel of John, chapter number 10. If you have your Bibles, we'll turn with us today to the Gospel of St. John, chapter number 10. Our message is entitled this morning, Assurance. Assurance. I'm so thankful today that I'm assured. I'm so thankful today that I have a Lord who loves me and, praise God, cares for me. In the Gospel of John, in chapter number 10, Lord willing, today we want to begin in verse 22. Verse number 22 begins like this. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said to him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I have said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Verse 29 is our key passage. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Let's pray. For Lord, we're so thankful that you give us, Father, that blessed assurance. And Father, I praise your glorious name today as we've gathered once again in your house of prayer. Father, it is our prayer and our desire, Father, that each and every person, Lord, that is within the sound of our voice, has assurance in their life. I pray, dear Father, that you will just bless and anoint, Father, as only you can. And Lord, as always, we pray today that if there's someone among us this morning who has the need for salvation or rededication, we pray, dear Father, that they will take this opportunity that you so graciously have given and use it, dear Father, to grow, to prosper, and to have assurance in their life. Thank you, dear Jesus, once again, for the blessed hope that we have through you. And it is, Jesus, in your holy name it is that we pray. Amen. Oh, dear friends, when you look at the Gospel of John in chapter number 10, you will find the discourse of the Good Shepherd. And the Bible tells us, as Jesus was ministering there, that he made his way to Jerusalem during the feast of the dedication. I thought about that when I was looking here at John chapter number 10. And the Bible tells us that as Jesus was there at the temple, at the place of Solomon's porch, he began to obey the word that the Lord had laid upon his heart. He's able to live. What was his thought? What was his theme? I tell you, dear friends, the theme of the thought of Jesus during this time of his ministry was to promote security and comfort and assurance in one's life. When you see, dear friends, our world today, like then, is full of trial, tribulation, and pitfalls. But I can tell you today, on the authority of God's living, breathing, inerrant word, there's security in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is in him whom I believe. It is in him whom I serve. And praise be to God. It is in him in whom I belong to. Oh, I tell you today, friends, when you look here at John 10 and you see how that the Jews began to gather and Jesus began to convey the word, but many then, like many today, they failed to heed to the word of the Lord. That's why that Jesus said that my sheep, they hear my voice He's calling out to you and to me to be filled with His love and to have peace and security in our life so that we can fulfill, praise God, the will that God has for our lives. I'm thankful today that I'm assured that He loves me and that He cares. There in John 10, the Jews had a lot of animosity towards the Lord. They had a lot of hatred toward the Son of God. And I thought as I was looking at this passage of Scripture, how that the Lord Jesus Christ was conveying these words in love, conveying to them, bringing to them an opportunity for hope for our people who had no hope. You say that to say this today. The Lord Jesus Christ is still offering hope, security, and comfort, and assurance to all who's willing to come. Praise God, I'm assured today. I know where my fate lies. I know that the one who stood at Solomon's porch indwells me. My eternal hope is not based on fate. Praise be to God. It's based on faith. What Jesus declared was a hope for the Jews there at that time of celebration. I was reading this past week when looking here at this word. I thought about something that we read about the ancient Egyptians. The ancient Egyptians believed that when someone would die, that their body would be carried to a hall of judgment, and that the heart of the deceased would be removed, and that heart would be placed upon a scale against a feather. And if that heart, if it weighed light, then that meant they were pure. But if that heart weighed heavy, that meant sin. You say, "Well, man, that's just foolish." I tell you, friend, it's no more foolish than people today who believe and say, "I'm going to get to heaven on my good works." How would you understand something today, dear friend? My blessed assurance is not based on good works. My blessed assurance is based on my faith in Christ. And I began to look at this, and I began to think about the comfort and the security of the believer. Listen to what Jesus said here in John chapter number 10. Jesus said, "My Father, which give them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to put them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." I am secure. I'm assured. Praise God, because I'm in the hand of the Lord. Are you in the hand of the Lord today? Do you have comfort today? Do you have peace in your heart today? You can. Just as those Jews had an opportunity. We look at our world today and we see all the discord. We see all the degradation. We see all the sin. We see all the shame. We see all the iniquity. We see all the hate. We see all the violence. We see all the things that seems to be ravaging our society. But despite the woes of man, a blood-bought believer who is spirit-driven, praise be to God, has security and assurance in the hand of the Lord. And I can tell you, come hell or high water, nothing can prevent my Lord from securing me, and there is nothing that can take me out of the hand of the Almighty. I belong to Him. I belong to Him. I'm assured that no matter what may befall me in this life, praise be to God, I'm good. Jesus was offering this to the Jews there that day. Jesus told them about his sheep, those that were in his fold, those that heard and heeded to his word, those who would follow him when he called. But you know something? Many in that day are like many in our day. For if you read on just a little bit in John chapter number 10, you know what many of those Jews decided to do? They decided to gather at stones. They desired to stone him. They desired to ridicule him. They desired to bring about his demise. But praise be to God, the Lord in whom we love, and the Lord who gave himself for us. He has, praise his name, all power to bring assurance to every heart, mind, and soul, at the ceiling in this midst and in the midst beyond. I tell you today, dear friends, when you look at the Word of God and we look at our world today, let us have joy and peace in our heart, because the one who sacrificed himself on Calvary has brought to you a peace that goes beyond all understanding. That's why that Jesus would say in John chapter 16 and verse 33, he would tell his disciples, he said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Oh, praise his glorious name. I belong to the overcomer, and through the overcomer I have assurance in my heart. You say, "Well, Brother Lynn, I got a strong heart." Dear friends, if you don't know Jesus and don't have assurance in your life, you got heart trouble today. You got serious heart trouble today. Those Jews that had gathered up those stones to declare hatred for the Son of God had a condition that would lead them straight to hell. Because they thought, "Well, we're good Jews. We're the children of Abraham." You remember what Jesus told them, that if you would be the children of Abraham, you would do the deeds of Abraham. Many today feel that their security and their comfort is based on something. I can tell you today, on the authority of God's living word, to have authority and to have security and to have comfort and to have assurance in your life today, you must be in the hand of the Lord. He says, "Well, what's the remedy? What's the remedy for the condition of the world in which is we live?" I tell you today, it's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's Jesus. He and he alone can bring comfort and security. I thought as I was looking here at John 10 and thought about the offer that the good Lord was conveyed and offered to the Jews, and I thought about day in and day out how that the Lord is offering hope, security, and assurance in our day and time, and I thought about how that people today like then rejected the call from glory. I tell you today, no matter what may befall me, no matter what may come my way, I know through and by the grace of God, there's a better day to come. I'm assured of that. I am assured of that. Are you assured of that? Are you assured today that the assurance of the Lord is in your life? Are you assured today that the comfort and the joy and the peace of God rests upon you? You're here today and you can't. Praise be to God, today you can. When I thought about assurance, and I thought about all these things that the scriptures began to unfold and reveal, I thought about how that the children of Israel had came before the Red Sea, and the Egyptians were charging after them, how that the Lord held at bay the tempest and that water and allowed them to cross on dry ground. And I thought about old Daniel being cast into the lion's den, and that the Lord shut the mouth of those lions so that they could not devour. And I thought about the flames that kindled up around Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, and the Lord didn't even allow them to be seen. I thought and I prayed and I gave glory to God for the assurance that we can have in our life through Him. That's what I want. I tell you, dear friends, I don't serve a Johnny come lately. I serve the one who was, who is, and praise God forever will be. That's where my assurance is. That's where my assurance lies. There's a man in the scriptures by the name of Paul. Paul, the great apostle, who ministered to the Gentile world, would find himself in what an old country boy would say, between the rock and the hard place. Here he was in chains, and he was bound as a prisoner being taken to Rome. The Bible tells us that he was put on a ship in the book of Acts. And if you study that very closely, you will find there in Acts chapter 27, there was a storm that came that was called a Euroclidon. Oh, it was very terrible. And as I began to look how that he was assured of the faithfulness of God, and I thought about how that this man of faith was willing to do what he needed to do to have peace in his heart and to convey the word, I thought about that storm and the storm and praise God we face as we walk down life's way. But I tell you, friends, the Lord assured him. And I tell you today, friends, the Lord will assure you. He will give you an assurance. The Bible talks about this storm. Everything was breaking apart. Everything was falling apart. When Paul got right down to the grassroots of his life and the situation, the Bible says in Acts chapter 27 and verse 23, oh, Paul declares, "For there stood by me this night the angel of God, who I am and whom I serve." Oh, I tell you, come hell or high water, oh, Paul was assured to the power and the might of God. You know why? He was in the hand of the Almighty. In the very hand of God. And if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, in the hand of the Almighty, and you can have a blessed assurance, you can have comfort, you can have security in your life if you will simply trust in Him. Paul could have fell apart. He could have jumped ship to every man for himself. Paul could have sat down and had a pity party, and he could have moaned, he could have groaned, he could have complained, and he could have murmured just like we do. Or he could look to the one who had all power. Or he can look to the one that can make a difference, not just in his life, but in every life that was on that ship. And it's the same God that can make a difference in each and every life that's assembled in this little old church and this community today. What is the Lord offering you today? He's offering you hope. He's offering you joy. He's offering you peace. He's offering you, praise God, comfort and assurance. Listen. I don't know what tomorrow holds, no more than you do, but I'm assured that my Lord will not only walk with me, but he will talk with me, but he will lead me and guide me and, praise God, direct me. That I'm assured. That I know. There's a lot I don't know, but that I do know. Why? Because the Bible tells me so. I have confidence in the Word. I have confidence in my Lord. And I thought about how wonderful, how beautiful it is that we today have an opportunity to live our lives as people of assurance. Simply through our faith in him. Isaiah, the great prophet of the Old Testament, says this. In Isaiah 32 and verse number 17, it says, "And the work of the righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of the righteousness, quietness and assurance forever." The assurance of the Lord is not fleeting, but the assurance of the Lord is enduring and long-lasting. You see, what I have today, I've got eternal. You say, well, how, Brother Lee? Through my faith in Jesus Christ, when the blood was applied and the Holy Spirit made his abode in me, he assured me from now on. A sinner saved by grace and filth that comes from the death every day, but I know my name is the Lord's Lamb. That assures me. That comforts me. As many funerals as we do and as many bedsides as we go beside it, where this earthly life is fleeting, I thank God that this is not the end. I thank God that through the assurance we have in him, it's just the beginning. Through us who have faith. Oh, that's assurance. Oh, that's comfort. You know what that is? That's peace. That's why that Paul could declare to the Thessalonians, to the Corinthians, oh, that they could comfort one another with the words of the Lord, because they are assured. You have assurance. Do you have that peace that goes beyond all understanding? Do you have that joy in your heart that sustains you when it seems as though everything around you is falling apart? I told my wife just a while back. I said, you know, it sometimes seems, and I know it ain't so, but it sometimes seems as though all the news you seem to receive is bad news or grim news or news of pain, suffering, and hurt. And then you know something, dear friends? We can fall down on those old prayer lines. We can fall down on those knees that you and I, as Christian soldiers, are to wage war for. And that blessed assurance from on high will caress their heart, mind, and soul. And though things may look grim and things may look very harsh and turbulent in your life, praise be to God, the psalmist says, we may weep for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I'm assured of that. Are you? I pray that you. I pray that when the chips is down and it seems as though everything is unraveling in your life, you know where you can go. You know who, as Brother Joey said, will stick closer than a brother. My prayer is, as Jesus' desire was for those that had gathered around Solomon's porch that day, is that they could huddle. That they could experience what we experience. You see, listen, I'm speaking to you this morning as a sinner saved by grace, speaking from experience. I tell you what, it's a whole lot easier walking with him than without him. Because when I walk with him, I am assured. But when I walk without him, I'm uncertain. Be assured today. Have eternal security today. To know that when everything around you is in disarray, the Lord can bring balance to your life. Well, the Bible teaches us that he can take the crooked and make it straight. We that are in his hands, that no one can pluck from. We today, dear friends, have blessings and things at our disposal that we can't even comprehend yet. Because you see, the longer we walk with him, the sweeter it becomes. My prayer is today that if you've not began your journey with the Lord, start it today. If you feel in your heart that you're uncertain and you're insecure and you don't have assurance, get that settled today. We'll pray with you. We'll talk with you. We'll do whatever it takes for you to live confident, joyful, and comfortable. We want today just as what Jesus wanted in his life. For people to have and have security in their life. Let's stand.